It's time to find out
what Shane.
What Shane.
What Shane says.
With Shane Manila.
Welcome back to another episode of Shane Says. Gonna try to keep this episode brief. Last few episodes have gone a little long, and that's not what we're here for. We're here to hit some points quickly, give you some ideas, and move on. Some actionable information. This week, am I mid? Do you have a mid roster? And mid is exactly what it sounds like. Are you middle of the pack? First off, if you are mid, then what do you do? How do you determine if you're mid? A couple things you could do. One thing that I would say that definitely shows that you have a mid-tier roster is that the depth of your roster is its biggest strength. You don't have a lot of high-end players. You have a lot of middle-of-the-road players, a lot of wide receiver threes, low-end wide receiver twos, back-end running back ones, mid running back twos, low-end QB ones, middle-of-the-pack QB twos. If you have a lot of those, and like I said, if the depth of your roster is its biggest strength, you're probably mid. Another thing that you can do is you can also use tools. There's several sites, Dynasty Daddy, Dynasty Nerds. Both of those have GM tools or tools that will rank your roster. I went ahead on Dynasty Daddy and was able to find one team that I would say is mid. I'll say it's mid based on their rankings. As you can see, the starter rank, they got me at sixth. Overall rank, they have me as ninth. That's largely due to the lack of draft capital. All I have is in the 24 draft is a couple third-round picks and a fourth rounder. Looks like I sold some picks. Now, this team is mid in a different way than the other ways that I just described. This team is mid because, well, the wide receiver really the quarterback play. Really strong. We have Pat Mahomes, Lamar Jackson. Probably one of the better quarterback rooms in the league, I'm going to guess. The rank is two overall. So someone has a better quarterback room. I don't know who. I'm going to check that out later and we can talk. My running backs, James Cook, then just a bunch of depth, right? This is kind of how we like to build our rosters in Dynasty Trades of Five. So Zach Moss, Singletary, Jaleel McLaughlin, etc. Wide receivers, Garrett Wilson, Chris Olave, Rashee Rice, Douglas Miff, and Cooks, and Jake Ferguson at tight end. So I would say this is a mid roster. I'm not going to dispute that. If anyone thinks it's a bad roster, sure, we could go there. But I think it's closer to mid. So, again, just looking at that roster, that's just an example of using a tool. Dynasty Daddy, Dynasty Nerds. I'm sure Player Profiler and Flock Fantasy and a bunch of other sites probably have some type of tool where you can rank your roster. Another thing you can look at your roster and go, well, do I have elite players? How many elite players do I have? Let's say it's a start 10. Do I only have three elite players and then seven to that are average or below? Probably a mid roster. Is your roster mediocre in general? Do you have low end QB1s or worse, wide receiver twos or worse? Does the strength of your roster not fit the format, right? Let's just say you're heavy in running backs. Not Breece Hall, CMC, not that level. Obviously, if you have those, you're strong at running back regardless of the format. But I'm talking about like, let's say a Rashad White. And it's not juiced scoring for running back receptions. You have Najee Harris, but there's not juiced scoring for points per carry. You know, there is no points per carry. And you have a bunch of running backs like in that mold. That might be lend itself to showing that you have a mediocre roster. Are you missing draft picks? Do you have a good starting roster, not elite, but no draft picks? That's probably a mid roster, right? So whatever tools you use to determine that your roster is mid, mediocre, let's just say mediocre because I'm getting tired of saying mid. But if you have a mediocre roster, what do you do? I think it's pretty obvious. You have one of two choices. I guess you have three choices. You could continue to be mediocre, but I think that's a terrible idea. I often preach and always preach in fantasy, you should either be really good or you should be really bad. In between should kind of be a happy accident, if you will. But really, you're shooting for really good. And if you can't get that, well, let's be really bad. Get us a bunch of picks so that we can be really good sooner than later. So let's say, again, you have to pick a direction. You could stay mediocre. I don't think that's a great idea, so don't do that. You could obviously decide to blow up your roster. And again, just using the roster that I had in an example, Pat Mahomes, Lamar Jackson, my elite pieces. I could go on a fire sale and sell Patrick Mahomes, Lamar Jackson, Garrett Wilson, Chris Olave for a number of first round draft picks, and go that way. But I think that's the easiest. I don't mean this to be condescending to anyone, but I don't think anyone watching this doesn't know how to blow up a roster. I think everyone knows how to blow up a roster, right? You're just going to sell mostly everything that is elite for as many picks as you can get, and those being first-round picks. You don't want those being second-round picks, third-round picks, obviously. You're trying to get as many first-round picks as you can. Anyway, so let's go the other way. I'm mid. I don't want to be mid. I'm not going to blow my roster up and get bad. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to go ahead and try to get to be good. I'm going to try to ascend beyond mediocre. So this is one of my favorite things. This is where we want to consolidate. And most of the people that watch this, most people that play in fantasy, I should say, probably start eight, somewhere start eight to start 10. That's perfect for consolidation. When you get into start 11s in general, start 12, consolidation, probably not a great move. But start 8 through start 10 is a good starting range, or at least a good number of starters for when you want to consolidate. It lends itself to that. So let's just say, again, we have a few wide receiver 2s on our roster, several wide receiver 2s or wide receiver 3s even. And again, names don't matter. Just think about players in this tier. Let's just say you have an Amari Cooper and a Marquise Brown on your roster. What do you want to do with them? You want to consolidate them, right? Amari Cooper's wide receiver 36, Marquise Brown, wide receiver 38. So can you combine them, right, and go get you a Jordan Addison type wide receiver? Going 2-for-1. Find a manager in your league that you know appreciates depth, talks about depth, wants depth, give them depth, and get the better singular asset. Couple of reasons for that, but most importantly, it's because you can then use Jordan Addison in another deal, right? You don't have to stop there. You move those two wide receiver low end or high end wide receiver twos, threes, try to get a Jordan Addison, an ascending asset, an asset that a lot of folks like, or someone in that range, someone in that with that name cachet. You can then add a pick to Jordan Addison, another player to Jordan Addison, and go get you Jalen Waddle, Brandon Ayuk, players like that. What's important to remember is when you're making these deals, especially that first deal, that's not the end of what you're doing. You're not just trying to trade for Jordan Addison's, because quite frankly, I don't think Jordan Addison's elite. What I want to do is I want to move mediocre, or should I say back-end wide receiver 2, high-end wide receiver 3s for Jordan Addison type players. Jordan Addison is obviously ranked much higher. And as always, I'm using KTC. And if you don't like it, I don't want to tell you, I'm sorry. It's a good barometer. Jordan Addison's wide receiver 23 right now. What can I add to Jordan Addison? Can I add a second? Can I add a couple seconds to him to get up to Jalen Waddle, Brandon Ayuk, players like that in that tier? And just as an aside, it's okay to overpay a little bit when you're doing these things, right? When you're consolidating and then making that second move. Do I need to add, let's say I'm trying to get AJ Brown. I'm moving from Jordan Addison. I've already moved Marquise Brown and Amari Cooper. I've gotten a Jordan Addison type player. All right, but now how do I get a real elite player? And a player that I'd like to go after is probably an AJ Brown, a player that for whatever reason, his value has diminished a little bit over the since the season's ended. So let's say Jordan Addison first, very anti-process, but in the consolidation, I'm okay with that. I'm okay with doing this. And again, this assumes a couple things. It assumes that you have draft picks, that you have draft capital. And if you don't, We'll get to that later. We'll talk about that later. But let's assume you do have draft capital. Can I add Jordan Addison and 3 second rounders to get to AJ Brown? Can I add Jordan Addison, like I said, a first? And if I have to add a 26 second, do it. Is it an overpay? Probably. You'll probably go to a trade calculator, which there are many. And the trade calculator might tell you you're losing. But honestly, who cares at that point, right? What's more important to your roster? Because what we're trying to do here is make your roster stronger, right? We're not trying to make – we do want strong assets. I shouldn't just leap and say we don't want strong assets. But what we're really trying to do is make our starting roster stronger. And is Jordan Addison and – whatever players you pick with those 3 seconds, let's say, assume you make all 3 of those picks, are they going to equal the production that AJ Brown gives you? AJ Brown plus the players that you would already started in those spots, the players that those second round picks are going to be taking the place of? Probably not. So sorry, going back to that. So again, I understand that, you know, overpaying doesn't feel good, but it's something that's okay. Another thing we could do, obviously, just a couple of other players that we could use. Can I try Jordan Addison in a first, Devonta Smith in a first? And preferably, I am talking about low-end firsts. I'm talking 109 at the highest, but generally 110 through 112. If you're in 13, 14, obviously, get down there at those. All right, so again, consolidation is exactly what it sounds like. I'm combining multiple assets, trying to Voltron this, John, to get to one stronger asset. And you look, you're going to have to throw a lot of stuff against the wall, but that's why I always preach being aggressive. You're going to be throwing a ton of trades out at people, and a lot of them will get rejected. You only need one. You keep sending those offers out until you find the person that's going to hit that deal. So like I said, we just talk, just simple concept, consolidate. Now, the next one's going to be the antithesis of that, if I'm using that word correctly, and I'm probably not. But instead, I'll say it's diametrically opposed to my previous point. Can you find a way to expand the assets? And this is, we'll get into this, right? So last week's episode, if you didn't watch it, whatever, screw you. Please watch it. I need validation. You watching my videos does give me validation. So please watch them and like and subscribe and make me feel good about myself. But if you watched last week's episode, more importantly, last week's episode talked about splitting an asset, right? Now, there's a beautiful way to split an asset. The best way to split an asset is then to use the second part of that split to go get you something else. So I asked the patrons today, the Dynasty Trades in 5, in our Discord, our patron Discord, join today. I just asked them for some ideas on shows because, quite frankly, I just didn't have anything in my head. And they gave me some great suggestions. And one of them was, how do you know, or what do you do with a mid-tier roster? So that's why we're having this show. But anyway, later on, and it felt apropos and it felt germane to this conversation, someone asked, is getting back Jalen Hurts in the 111 for CJ Stroud enough? Good Lord, yes. I don't want to belittle CJ Stroud. I need everybody to know that I do like CJ Stroud. But if you ever get an offer like that, you need to absolutely smash that, John, immediately. For what it's worth, Jalen Hurts, QB6, QB1, and QB2 in his 3 full starting seasons. Yes, you could project CJ Stroud to be a QB1 all you want. Might happen, might not. I know Jalen Hurts has been a QB1. Every year of his career, top 6 are better, except for his rookie season when he only started a couple games. I know Jason Kelce retired. I don't really care about any of that. You talk about regression. He might not rush for 15 touchdowns next year. Probably true. But by the same token, he's more than likely going to throw for more than 23 passing touchdowns if he's not rushing for 15 touchdowns. Those will tend to even out. And as long as they're 6-point scoring passing touchdowns, they're the same as rushing touchdowns to me so far scoring. So anyway, someone offers you a deal like that. And again, it's not the names that matter, right? If someone offered me Jalen Hurts and the 111 for Patrick Mahomes, if someone offered me Patrick Mahomes and the 112 for CJ Stroud. Any combination of that, I don't care. If that quarterback is in that tier, that elite tier, and I will say this, CJ Stroud's in that elite tier. But let's say you get an offer where you need to give up an elite quarterback. You're getting back an elite quarterback in the same tier because someone has a preference and they're willing to give you a 111. Dude, you smash that all day. And what that does is give you another asset, that 111, right? So you haven't lost anything at the quarterback. So now what can we do with that 111? Yeah, we're going to consolidate, right? Cascading trades is what I like to call them. When you're making deals, don't think about just what you're doing with that deal. What else can you do with the assets you're getting in that deal? So you get that 111. Say you have a Devonta Smith type on your team. Zay Flowers, Jordan Addison. Anyone in that range. Let's just say that range, right? Again, can I add that pick to that Devonta Smith, not Adams. If I said Adams, I apologize. But to that Devonta Smith type player, to that Zay Flowers type player, can I add a 111 to that? 111 is a low value asset, even though we think it's a high value asset. It's not. Hit rates, etc. Not great. It's a fungible asset, so that's why I like getting it. Because then I can add it to a wide receiver, like I said, like a Zay Flowers. And again, trying to tier up to an AJ Brown-like type player. Now, I'm not going to get bonkers. Like, you're probably, most likely, 90% of the time, not going to get a CeeDee Lamb on my Ross St. Brown. Like, those dudes are probably out of the question. But again, you can likely get someone like AJ Brown, Drake London, Brandon Ayuk, etc. These are guys, maybe Puka Nacua. These are guys that, although I feel they're elite, and their production has probably been elite, they're obviously not net JJ, Jamar Chase, Marvin Harrison, CeeDee Lamb, Amon-Ra St. Brown tier. Although AJ Brown was in that tier last year. Nothing's really changed. Anywho. So that's it. Just quick, simple suggestions this week. We're keeping it short. A couple things you want to do if you're mediocre roster, middle of the pack roster. You're going to go ahead and try to consolidate. You're also going to try to expand your assets. All right. And what's most important about this is, remember, you're not making one move. You're making several moves. There's cascading moves, right? You don't need to get to where you're going in all in one jump. You can make a couple hops and go back to it. Like I talked about earlier. Trade a Marquise Brown and Amari Cooper type players. Don't get hung up on the names. Get hung up on the archetypes. Get hung up on the players that are in that tier. Can I trade those two players for Jordan Addison? And once I do, can I add another asset? Not the 104, not the 105. Don't be ridiculous, you know? But can I add the 108? Can I add the 109? A.D. Mitchell, Troy Franklin. You know, say the names that are going to be in the draft that are you're probably going to be in that range. Can I then add those to Jordan Addison and tear up again, Jalen Waddle? You know, so that's it. Simple. That's it. Quick, under 20 minutes. Any thoughts you have, let me know. Again, this wasn't all encompassing. I'm just giving you a couple ideas, just throwing some ideas out there. Important thing is expand your mind, get your brain working, look at things different. Try to be a little creative when you're making these trades and think about, what can I do after I make the first trade? What can I do after this? What's my next trade? All right, that's it. Appreciate y'all checking in. Bye.